I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, February 8. Coming up, government expresses concern about situation in Venezuela. Two primary schools to get $10 million grant for infrastructure improvements, and 15 female entrepreneurs benefit from EU grant support. The details after the break.
Due to refurbishing work, the Jamaica Constabulary Force Police Records Department at 34 Duke Street will only provide limited services on Monday, February 12 and Tuesday, February 13. Regular services will resume on Thursday, February 15. Accordingly, no next-day services will be available on Friday, February 9 and Monday, February 12. Completed certificates can be collected. Normal service will be available at the regional offices in Montego Bay, Pompano Bay and Maypen. Any inconvenience caused is deeply regretted.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is concerned about the political and economic crisis in Venezuela and wants to see a return to democracy. Venezuela was one of several issues raised during bilateral discussions between Prime Minister Holness and the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Wednesday.
We both agreed that positive engagement between the government and the opposition in Venezuela is essential and expressed regret that the attempts of the OAS to promote dialogue have not been met with success. At the conclusion of our meeting, we agreed that the government of Venezuela must act in the best interest of its people, and that it should ensure that the presidential elections are free, fair, and credible in the eyes of the Venezuelan people and the international community.
Prime Minister Holness was addressing a joint press conference at Jamaica House. Meanwhile, Secretary Tillerson says the U.S. appreciates Jamaica adding its voice to the situation in Venezuela. Secretary Tillerson was in Jamaica Wednesday for a one-day working visit. No decision will be taken on the use of plantation white sugar in the manufacturing process without agreement from members of the manufacturing sector. That's the commitment from Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda. It's being suggested that white sugar, which can be produced locally, be used as a substitute for imported refined sugar. Minister Samuda says the government will work to find a solution that's mutually beneficial to the sugar industry and the manufacturers.
If we can convince the manufacturing community, along with the local sugar producers, to buy into the notion that it is best for the industry and best for our respective countries within the CARICOM to utilize our own raw materials and to produce plantation white that can satisfy 99% of the demand for refined sugar, then I think it will redound to the benefit of the community in a very substantial way.
The Sugar Association of the Caribbean is conducting regional consultations with manufacturers who use refined sugar in their processes. Two primary schools are set to receive $10 million in grant funding from the Japanese government for infrastructure improvement projects. Buff Bay Primary in Portland is to receive $8 million to purchase a bus, while Iris Gelly Primary School in Kingston will receive $2 million towards the installation of a water harvesting and sanitation solution.
And increasingly, we have seen where the provision of dedicated school bus service is making a difference in the attendance and punctuality of students. So this is most welcome.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid. The funds are being provided under the Japanese government's grant assistance for grassroots human security project. And women living with disabilities and HIV and AIDS are benefiting from entrepreneurship training and grant funding under a joint project between the European Union, the EU, and Jamaica AIDS Support for Life, JSAL. The $30 million project is geared at reducing domestic sexual and gender-based violence against women within the context of HIV and AIDS. 30 women have been trained under the project to date, while 15 have received grants to pursue business ventures. Head of the EU delegation to Jamaica, Ambassador Małgorzata Wasilewska, says the program is being used to empower the vulnerable while achieving the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development goals.
The European Union is committed to combating all forms of violence against women and girls because they undermine our core fundamental rights and values, such as dignity, access to justice, access to economic opportunities, and gender equality. And we all have collective responsibility to fight it.
Ms. Wasilewska was speaking at a ceremony to launch the project on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.